Hello.
Hey, Dennis. Matt here.
Hey, how you doing?
So busy. How are you doing?
Busy.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So I
didn't quite get our job finished as quick as I thought today. So we're still right in the middle of humping it, trying to get it done before dark.
Okay.
Yeah. I do know we're good to go to do it. I do have one question, and that is, Brandon was concerned with, like, I know you said a 3-month commitment, but he said if something for any reason we wanted to cancel, as you know, what is that process like? Is it a headache? Is it hard to
great do? Question. Yeah, that's a great question. So we do have an early termination clause. Because like
yep.
I said, we do lose business. I mean, business. We do lose money. Sorry.
Right.
We do lose money the first 3 months of us doing business with you. Okay. Cause it's all the manpower, team, and everything that goes to getting the account moving. So let's say you go 2 months with us. Okay.
Yeah.
This is why I say, look, you give me 3 months, you're going to stay with me. Right.
Well, I think he's good to commit for the 3 months. You know, he's good. He's good for that. We discussed that part. He's saying down the road, you know.
Yeah. So
and he wanted to make for sure.
Of course, I mean, we're gonna do whatever we can to try to keep you, though. I mean, like, of course, you know, we don't want to just get rid of you, but you know, you know, we'll if we have to throw a free month or something, I don't know. But like I said, you know, we, you know, we are a team that's very dedicated to people's success. And, but let's say, like, you know, like, there are people that do cancel from time to time. It's just because, you know, they think that, you know, paying monies for leads, some people just don't see the value of that, right? Some people think that, you know, they should be able to get a self-sustaining business without having to pay any marketing, and they didn't pay attention to business 101 class because you got to spend at least 5% revenue on marketing just to survive and 10% to keep thriving, right?
Yeah.
So, my point is, yes, we do let you cancel. Okay.
Okay.
And it's not going to be extremely difficult, right? But obviously we want to keep this as a long haul. As long as we're making you money, as long as you guys are doing well, you're going to want to stay with us, right? It's that simple.
Yeah.
So
you guys
do what you need to do. And, and then we'll, like I said, make sure that everything is successful for you guys.
Okay.
You know,
how long is the initial, setup? And like, if I said, okay, I'm good to go and,
I just need like 10 minutes. I can get your account set up, and then we will schedule another call, like a 45-minute call, Dennis, with you and me and my team, right, to start going over some things when it obviously is a more convenient time. How's that sound?
Right. Okay. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. You want me to go ahead and just like grab the – I can grab the quick information. I'll get over the invoice. We'll start getting that at least going. And then, and then, like I said, another day when it's more convenient for y'all, we'll go ahead and, you know, schedule a better time for you guys.
Okay. Yeah,
so
that'll work.
As we talked about, there's a couple things that we need to do, obviously. We got to make sure that you guys have, no website, correct? We're going to create you a website. Is that correct?
Exactly. Right.
So we got to create you a good website. Okay, we're going to do a call tracking phone number. Okay, that's going to be on your website. It's going to be on your Google Business profile. It's going to be on all your ads. That will forward to whatever phone number you want it to do. As I explained last call, the call tracking phone number, Dennis, is there to make sure that we know where the lead came from, where it came from, like was it Facebook, was it Google, right? And ultimately to keep getting us more and more analytics to help you guys keep getting more and more successful. Okay.
Right.
So there's that. Okay. As we explain, right? First month's $549. That covers, all your first month of service. It covers, getting you approved for, the, pay per lead program. Okay. That covers your background check. You will get an email. Okay. In the next few days, from either this company, Evident ID or Pinkerton. very easy to fill out the background check paperwork. It's super, super easy. Once you get that email, make sure you start doing that. If you want your business partner, like, a part of, you know, everything, as long as he doesn't have any felonies over the last 7 years now, you can put him on there as well, okay? And obviously they would do a background check on him as well. But if you want it just in your name, it's fine as well, okay? Secondly, so then it goes to $299 a month thereafter, okay? Let's fast forward once the pay-per-lease is established. We got the account set up. Let's say it's sometime – let's say it happens at the end of February, like we're able to get it done in a quick time, right? Mm-hmm. As we've discussed, you have to prepay 13 leads. It's $767, and then you start drawing from that at the rate of $59 for every qualified lead. Again, what Google considers a qualified lead is anytime you get pricing over the phone or you agree to meet the person in person. Okay?
Right.
So there's all that. Again, I'm just recapping everything so that, you know, crystal clear on everything. Obviously, there's a month commitment, and then it goes to strictly a month-to-month relationship with us. How the process will work is the first couple weeks, right, is setting up all the ads and the programming. So to give you an idea of what this is going to look like so you have the timeline and understanding of it, right, we got to create your website. That takes us like 7 to 10 days, right, to do the website. We got to build out all the ads. We got to create your Facebook ads. Now, do you guys have a business Facebook page for Big Cove Roofing yet or no?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Okay. We will need to get access to that. Okay. So if you want to change the password so that's a password you can comfortably share with us, we'll need to get access because that's how we're going to run your sponsored ads. Okay.
Okay.
So after the 7 to 10 days, then all the ads start going live. We start getting you ranking, right? But really month two is really when this thing's going to take off. Again, back to why we asked for a 3 month commitment. First month, you'll get results, but it's really the second month, Dennis, is where you're going to see the night and day difference in results and phone calls, right? And then third month, this thing's full steam ahead, right? I mean, everything's like, you know, like the local SEO, like service ads, you're like more than, like you're appearing greatly on the search engines, like, and then obviously the rankings obviously increase over time. And then we're going to continue to keep giving you reporting, customer service, obviously, and the ongoing review on a month-to-month basis to help you throughout the process. Okay?
Right.
Now, everything's going to be done on your local / app to help you, like, stay organized and easily there. So all your leads will be there. All, like I said earlier, all your calls are recorded there. And the app's going to help you guys get those 5-star reviews. Okay? Now, have you guys been keeping track of all your clients, like, keeping track in terms of, like, you have all their contact information of people you've done business with in the past?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, so when the time comes, you're going to put those people into our system, and then it's going to start sending out the link to get that 5-star review so we can start building that up quickly because we do have to get 5 5-star reviews as quickly as possible, right, just so that Google will approve you for that Google pay-per-lead program. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right, cool.
Okay.
So there's that in a nutshell. So that just covered the A to Z there. So the last thing is this. We use this thing called max lead bidding, okay? So the cost per leads on the paper leads right now, it's $59 per paper lead. That could change in like 6, 8, 10 months. You know, Google, you know, everything in life, you know, obviously goes up. You know, one day you could wake up and the paper leads are $61, okay? You will know any time that the cost per leads do change, right? We will notify you. Okay, but you're never going to wake up and it's never going to be like 59 and then jump to like 99. That won't ever happen. Okay?
Okay.
So it's usually like something really reasonable. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Dennis, how do I spell your last name?
Sparks. S-P-A-R-K-S.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure I had that like right. And it's D-E-N-N-I-S, correct?
That's correct. That's my first name. Everybody calls me Nate. My middle name is Nathaniel. But my daddy was a dentist. So I got the Nathaniel, and then everybody shortened it to Nate. But
all right, so Dennis is your legal name, but everybody calls you Nate.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna put that down. Goes by Nate. Okay. So you want us to call you Nate? Gotcha. Yep. Yeah, like my father-in-law, he goes by Andy, but his real name is Michael. right?
Right.
I get it. Okay, so it's 122 Young Lane, Owens Crossroads.
I said that yesterday, and then I completely forgot that our business address has been moved.
Okay.
We've set up shop at a different address. What's that address, Brandon?
161.
It's 161 Young Lane. It's a shop right down the street and a different address.
Young Lane.
Yeah.
But it's the same.
Yes.
Everything else is just.
Absolutely. It's just a number that changed to 161.
Gotcha. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I will put that in here right now. 161 Young Lane. Okay. Perfect. Now, are we just going to keep you on the account, or are we going to add Brandon too? Or should we just keep you on there just to keep it simple? Like, in other words, is he ever going to call in, or is he ever going to, you know, be a part of things, or are you mainly going to be handling everything, Dennis?
Oh, Brandon, do you want to be added to it? Do you want to be like part of any of the calls or anything? You want me to do that part, or do you want to be on it too?
I don't know. I'm not sure we always did you.
Okay.
What did he say?
He said it don't matter to him because he sure will always be together. You know, like he'll be listening in. You know what I'm saying?
Just to keep it simple, then I think we should just keep you on it, right?
Okay.
That way it doesn't convolute it or congest it, you know?
Okay.
He's going to need to know things like when we call him and stuff. So, like, he probably, and it sounds like he's going to be there with you. So it sounds like that's fine, you know?
Okay.
So we got to set up a security question. Either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name, Nate. Which one do you want to go ahead and
use? Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is that?
Durham. D-U-R-H-A-M.
Okay. Just like the city in
North
Carolina. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead here. I'm going to put your nick, your what you go by, Nate. So let me go in there and put that there before I forget. Okay, so you need a website. We don't have a domain name either, right? We need to get you a domain name for the business as well? Okay. So we'll definitely do that for you guys as well. So that's another thing. See, when I tell you, we do lose money first because we got to buy you a domain name. We got to create you a website, right? I'm taking care of that, making sure, like, all of that is there. Okay. So I'm going to put your Dennis, but I'm going to put your nickname here. Right. Dennis Sparks. Okay. Nick goes by Nate. Goes by Nate. Let me just put that in there. Okay. Owner. Here we go. Okay. Cat. Got to make sure I have all the, stuff here because, you know how that goes. I don't want them calling you Dennis every time and then, they don't dress you by the name you want to be addressed by, right? So I'm sure it's kind of annoying. You're like, Matt, okay, I go by Nate. That was the first time you told me. So.
That's all right. You know, when I first created my Facebook page, I asked for your name, and I thought you had to use your, because I was ignorant, you had to use your regular name, so I put Dennis in, and I've hated it ever since.
Okay.
But I've done that.
Big Cove Roofing. Let me just see if I can find your Facebook page too while I'm got here. Big Ho, there it is. Okay. I found it. That was awesome. See, I'm fast.
All right.
I see it there. Okay. Cool. Let me just take a look. You guys have, let me ask you this. Did you guys put your, so you got your logo. I like that. Have you guys, do you guys have your name like on your trucks or anything like that?
Yeah.
Have you done it? Okay. Do me a favor. I want you to go to this website because I've been talking a lot about this lately and I think you're going to like this and appreciate like me telling you about this because I really try to fill in the blanks. So it'll take us literally like, a minute here. So I want you to go to pestlewis.com. Pest, P-E-S-T, Lewis.com. Go to this website real quick. And then while I work on getting your account set up, I'll talk about it. Okay, we'll multitask.
Okay.
Now, for your invoice, because I got to get your account set up, and your monthly, you could either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. Which one would you like to use?
I'll be using the MasterCard.
Okay. That should start with a 5. Once you have that, why don't you go ahead and read that off to me.
Okay. 5581.
Okay.
1800.
Mm-hmm.
1800 again.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. 8892.
Okay, so 5581, 1800, another 1800, 8892, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then expiration on that?
629.
629, and then three-digit code?
645.
Okay, and that's just under your name, Dennis Sparks, right?
Yeah, okay. It's our business, but yeah.
Okay,
it has got my name on it.
I got it, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me know when you got that website up while I'm working on this, because I want to, like I said.
Okay, and that's pestlewis.com right here, South Carolina.
Yeah, you see the website, though? You're, like, looking at, like, there's a photo I want you to see on their website. You see the photo?
I do, yeah.
Okay. You see how they, like, have their logo shirt and they're standing next to their truck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think you guys could do something like get me a photo, something like that?
Yeah.
Have somebody, but you see how they they're not too far back, but they're not too close on them. They're like at the right, like, distance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me something
yeah.
clean like that, and we'll put that on your website, and we'll put that on your Google page.
Okay.
Honestly, that technique works.
Okay.
And we discovered this with him like 10 months ago. Right when we brought
yeah.
him on, and it's been like I've been preaching about this like heavily because it puts a name to the face and it shows how like people can see you're legitimate just by looking at that photo, right?
Right.
So we want to do that for Big Cove Roofing.
Right.
Okay. So where it says Lewis Pest at the top, we're going to put your logo right there. Right.
Okay.
We'll put your logo there. So we'll see like a nice picture of you guys in front of your truck kind of standing. And then if you guys can send me a photo of you guys working on the job, like just if you have any photos of you guys working on like on roofs, right? And then
yeah.
over time, and if you do have any before and afters, Dennis, please make sure you start gathering that stuff up because we want to use
okay.
those photos. Okay.
Yeah. We got several of those.
Yeah, so that's going to be some of the initial, like stuff to get together. You don't need to do it
yeah.
today, okay? But in the next few days even, sir, just work on getting that stuff put together so that, you know, we can full steam ahead it and do it right from the beginning, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Cool. So you like that idea of the photo, like kind of how Lewis has it, but would do it for your business?
Yeah, yeah, I do. We don't have like a full logo wrap looking deal on our truck set up to this. So like a magnet is what I got on my truck.
Yeah, but that'll work. That'll
okay.
work as long as you stand right next to it. You see, kind of like because when you look at the photo of his, you just kind of see the big wrap on the left of him. Yeah, there's the Lewis on the kind of you see it on the door, but that's kind of
yeah.
what I'm talking about. I just want you have your logo on a polo shirt too, right?
I don't have it on a polo. I got it on a t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt.
Okay, there you go. Then yeah, just wear the long sleeve t-shirt, both of you guys, and then stand right next to the magnet, and then that'll
okay.
be a clean photo. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that'll
yeah,
like
gotcha.
That'll just make you look legit and make you look good.
Okay.
You're tracking with me on that, right?
Yeah, I do. I got
okay.
you.
Gotcha. Good. Cause I want to, like I said, I really do like that concept and like, I've been really like telling everybody lately to do it. And those that do it are seeing phenomenal results on it. It's the little things, right? The inches that add up to miles, as I always say.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you guys do that and get me some before and afters when the time comes so we can build all that into the website, and I'll make sure my team does a really good job for you guys. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Yep.
So since I was able to get the website taken care of for you guys, right, because we're not going to charge that, and I was able to kind of get you like a discounted pre-agreement to get this rolling. So as an added form of protection with you, I'm going to send all this in writing with your invoice. Okay. I'm going to walk you through what we call our voice verification recording. It's kind of like the last steps here. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, Nate, do me a favor, just stop me just so I can clarify and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? I'll just rephrase it for you just so that you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for call quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Big Cove Roofing.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Dennis Sparks, I'm the owner.
Okay, perfect. Glad you used your real name. All right, and then are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you are authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. That's what we talked a lot about, actually, you and I, right? What separates people that are successful and not? Those who are active, like, hey, give me the photos, right? Work with my team. Make sure we get access to your Facebook page, right? Make sure you're using the app to get those five-star reviews. That's what we're talking about, being actively involved in your campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash into your contacts. I'll text it to you as well. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all phone calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay? So you will be obviously provided the security question. We'll always ask you that. And anytime you talk to us, make sure – you know, if Local Splash is calling you, just say, hey, what's my security question? Just to protect your account. Sometimes people do impersonate us. I'm not going to lie. Like, it does happen, right? So just make sure you use that, okay? So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Pretty simple explanatory stuff, but, you know, we got to go through it, right? So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google guarantee application, and any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty explanatory, okay? Obviously, we need to get that background check done. Obviously, we're going to need proof of your liability insurance and that you guys have that roofing license, right? We're going to need all that stuff, right, so that we can get that. And then you guys have an LLC set up with the Big Cove Roofing, correct?
Actually, our LLC is Universal Works.
Okay.
We're doing DBA under it.
So you do have a Big DBA. Cove. Okay, so we're just going to need that proof of the DBA. So start digging that up, okay, because we're going to need that, obviously, okay? So, again, you'll have time to get this stuff together. I'm not asking it for today, right? You're going to have some time, so you'll have days, right? So you'll be fine, okay? So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is January 7th, 2026, and the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 7th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory. Right. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm gonna get you over some automated text messages. While I do that, okay, let's talk about setting up your 45-minute call, okay? What's going to be a good day for you, sir, for us to do that? And I'll check my calendar here to see what we got.
Let's do Friday at about the same time.
Okay, Friday at the same time. So let me see what we got here. 12:30 our time. Let's see what we got here. I do. You're in luck. Okay, it's very 12:30. Okay, so I'm gonna put you down before somebody snags this because I know how busy we get. Wait. Friday's the 9th. My bad. Okay, yeah, we do. Okay, good. Okay. Wow. Okay, so Friday at it's gonna be 2:30 your time. Okay.
Okay.
Because it's gonna be Central Time. Okay. We're going to call you. We might be 10, 15 minutes late. It does happen from time to time. Okay? I always have to tell people, give us a little window here, okay? But if we are a little late, don't kill us, all right? So that being said, okay, we'll call you. I'll introduce you, okay, to my team. And then we're going to start introducing you to your account manager too. Okay? Your account manager, as I explained to you, their job, Dennis, is to handle the day-to-day grunt work, make sure our team's doing everything good, so you don't in 8-10 months want to cancel on us, right? So they're going to be in touch with you, and they're going to hold your hand every step of the way. You're going to hear from me from time to time, though, throughout the process, right? I help fill in the gaps. Like, if there's, like, some lack of understanding, like, or if I need it, like, I'll send you an email eventually, like, showing you how to do the 5-star reviews, right? So I really try to help you along the way with my team so that you can understand and ultimately you get the results. Okay.
Right.
So 2:30, I have you scheduled for this Friday, which is the 9th. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll call you. We're going to start going through the account, start getting things together. Definitely recommend. Okay. You taking from this phone call, couple things. Start getting those photos taken for me that we discussed. Start gathering some of those before and after photos and any photos that you guys got working on the roofs or on the job that we can show you guys, like actively working too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then start getting all your documentation together, okay? Documentation like having your DBA ready, having your license ready, having your proof of liability insurance ready. Like those three documents are going to be definitely going to be asked of you. Okay. Eventually to send over to us. Okay.
Right.
There might be some other little minor documents that we may need, but those are definitely the most essential. Okay.
Okay.
You also should have gotten some automated text messages. Let me know once you got them.
I got them.
We're looking for one that says something about your invoice, and then there's a link there for you to click on. So click that link.
Got it.
And then now you just got to sign your legal name, Dennis Sparks. And then there's 3 check boxes that you got to click on. Like you agree to receive texts, that sort of thing. And then let me know once you got that done.
Welcome to Local Splash. Username,
yeah.
Password.
Okay. Okay. That's it. We did send you your credentials there. Your username and password is in the text. You can log in now, but my recommendation is download the app. So all you do is type in local. It's an LS. You'll see it. Just type in the word Local Splash where you download your app. I don't know if you have an Apple or an Android, but download the app. And then that way you'll be able to keep it simple. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll have that there as well. Okay. I did have one last thing I was going to – okay. On your guys' website, do you guys – we can do it absolutely free where we can put it in there so that you can receive payments, but like even like PayPal, right? And you can like link that in. Do you guys want to be able to receive payments off the website? In other words, like clients to go on there and they can pay their invoice on their website.
You know, we were doing that through QuickBooks for a while, and then it, like, at one time it charged us quite a bit of money. So is it going to be a charge on there to the customer or to us for them to pay a
separate fee?
Well,
if they use PayPal, obviously PayPal has a transaction fee for you guys, right? I don't know if you ever looked into PayPal. So we do build in PayPal on it. If you want to connect any of your other, like,
we're set up for PayPal right now.
So we'll just put PayPal onto it then.
Okay.
Okay. So that that's free for us to build that in. So if you're already set up, we'll just include that. And like I said, my account manager will work on that for you. Lastly, what do you guys want your hours of operation to look like online? So obviously Monday through Friday, you're probably what?
Well, more than likely, I mean, we normally get started around 7 o'clock.
7 a.m. Okay.
Yeah. And I would say we could go to 5 o'clock would probably be.
7 a.m. to 5. Okay. What about Saturday? We're working Saturday. Yeah.
I'm not opposed to people calling on Saturday. Most time that's time set aside for family, but.
Yeah, how about Saturday 10 a.m.? Or do you want to be like 10 a.m. to like 3 p.m., something like that?
Yeah.
Just to show that you're open?
That.
Okay, and then Sunday obviously is the Lord's Day, right? So we got to make that off, right? You know?
Yeah.
So that's what we'll say. Or do you want me to put like emergency only or something like that on Sunday?
Or
just stay off.
Yeah, let's just be off.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha. Sometimes people get leaks, right?
Right, yeah, they do. That's why I was contemplating.
Yeah. Should you want us to put emergency? We can always change it. How about we do emergency only on Sunday? You know what I mean? Like somebody got a leak or something, emergency only. Okay.
Yeah.
That way, if somebody got a leak, obviously you want to take care of it. But, you know, don't be calling me over nonsense. If they do start calling you nonsense, we'll change it for you. Okay. So that's the good news is we can always change this. It's like, that's not the biggest thing. Okay. So I got everything I need on my end. Okay. Any questions on anything thus far?
No, not outside of the things I've already asked or was, you know, we had concerns about.
Yeah.
So,
and it's a lot of
information. Not at the moment.
So, you know, like we'll repeat ourselves a few times to you guys. So no big deal. Just make sure you know what you need to start getting together. I don't know if you wrote that down, right? The photos, your paperwork for the business, like the DBA, proof of insurance, like the liability insurance, and then obviously your guys's like contractor or whatever that license that you guys have.
Right. Will you need our county, our city license or any county
I'll tell you exactly what license. Remember that when I told you earlier, let me see, I'll go back. When we talked the other day, let's go back. Roofing here. I'll go back because I know when I. Let's take a look here. It was like yesterday, so I'm just going to pull it up from yesterday because I know.
And will our insurance company have to email y'all a certificate or?
We just need some type of proof that you do have it, yeah.
Like okay, because we got a copy in the truck that I could take a picture of.
Can do that. Yeah, and then just email it to when the time comes. So you either need Alabama State Residential Home Builder License or Alabama State General Contractor License with Roofing and Sheet Metal Specialty. Either one
okay,
of them.
Yeah, we got that.
So however you got to show proof of that, you know, that you have that license, even if you want to take a picture or go online and pull it up like from the state website and then screenshot it there and then send it to us that way. Get us that, that'll be fine.
Okay. And do you need the bond?
Do I need the what?
Well, you probably not. The bond because license and bond were bonded.
Well, the bond, not so much. I just need proof of the license and I just need proof of the liability insurance that you have at least $250,000, which I know you do. So I need that proof of that liability insurance, like the deck page or just like the, you know, showing that you have $250,000 in liability. Okay.
Okay.
This is so important for the paper leads as well, right? Because again, to get you on the very tippy top of Google, we got to get all that paperwork to them, right? To have them like see that you guys are legit as they get. So.
Right.
You know, but that's the gist of it. So if you can work on getting the photos, right, of you guys standing in front of the truck, some photos of you guys working and before and after photos, and then that paperwork, that's going to be a huge step in the right direction. Okay.
Okay.
Now, when it comes time, there will be a verification process to get your Google Business profile established. Okay. Sometimes Google will like require a video. Sometimes Google will like do a postcard. Sometimes they've gotten away with the postcard, but they do it from rare to rare. Right. Sometimes they'll do a phone call with us. Okay. Sometimes none of us have the choice of how Google wants to do the verification to set up the business. If it is a video, it's very simple. All they're going to do is ask you to like take a video of you at your workplace and you at your truck kind of thing. It's so easy. It's like a Zoom video kind of thing, right? And it's like very, very quick and stuff. So we will help you with all of this. The good news is you have us as support. And we're going to hold your hand. We're not just going to throw you in the deep end of the pool and expect you to swim, right? So we're going to walk through each part of this. We're going to show you how to use our app eventually, right? Eventually, I'm going to get involved. Like, I'll send you that email like I talked to you about of how to get those 5-star reviews. And then the one thing I can't stress enough is just keep taking those before and after photos every single month. Because we want to update the photos as we go along the process. We can update your website. We can update your Google Business profile, right? We can use that on some of our ads, too, on some of those before and after photos. So do good before and after photos as often as you guys can, right, so that we can use those photos as good original content rather than just stock photos. Okay.
Right. Now with them photos before and afters, we do more than roofing. And sometimes, you know, like for a couple of weeks, there's really no roofing going on that we got at the time. We're liable to be doing anything, building a deck, fence, you know, doing repair work, whatever. I mean, is that going to be good for the exposure and putting on the website and all that?
Well, you guys are Big Cove Roofing. Let me ask you this. Okay.
We got what it is. We on our logo. Yeah. I don't know if you could see that one on the one that's on Facebook.
Let me go to Facebook right now. I'm going right now. Because now you just opened up the Pandora's box on that, and I'll explain why. So I see the logo. I mean, I do see the logo. Okay.
Does it say exteriors and more on there? If not, we need to change it out.
I do, but it's kind of cut off. I do see it. I mean, but it does look, people, when they see your name, though, it says Big Co Roofing Co. And then on your logo, it's got like underneath, like, you know, hidden kind of in a sense, because people are, when they see Big Co Roofing, they're thinking that you guys are just doing roofing. Now,
right.
Here's my suggestion, and take it for whatever it's worth, okay? Because cool yeah. thing is, I can help you guys grow. Like, I could throw you under the handyman category, too, down the road, and have you mm-hmm. getting paper leads on those handyman. And let me kind of tell you what that looks like, because I didn't know you did that extra stuff. I thought, well, you're just focusing on roofing, but... Since
well,
do,
our
I
main focus is we want to be in the roofing
yeah.
more. That's
gotcha.
Why I've worked so hard to get that home builder's license,
yeah.
you know,
gotcha.
This past year. But people already know us for doing other
yeah.
things, so we still get a lot of calls for that other
sure.
stuff, which actually
so
still helps us fill in.
Do, maybe what we should do is maybe what I could do is throw your name up as this, and if it comes down to Google needing you to change the DBA name, to add mm-hmm. this extra, but you could do Big Cove Roofing and Contracting. Or,
right.
you know what I mean? Like, that way it kind of explains in your name a little bit more that you do much more than just roofing. You understand?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
you want to explain to the general public. This is a very good talk because you always want to explain to the public, Dennis. Okay, that I always mm-hmm. want to call you Dennis now. Jeez, but you always want to explain to them what you really do in your name, because
right.
people like they it needs to scream what you do, right?
Sometimes okay, let's say we're a couple of months in, and then we're needing photos, right, before and afters, and I tell you like, well, we did two roof jobs this month, and. You know, that you got a few before and afters for that.
Yeah.
You know, is that going to be enough
oh, yeah.
for the website?
Yeah, yeah. I only need
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's plenty. That's plenty.
Okay.
That's
all
totally
right.
fine. Yeah. But like the handyman side, right? Like, and you can choose what you want out of that category, like the pay per leads, if you want to get that set up down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we can literally get your phone to ring on like paint indoors, install flooring, you know, paint.
I want to really focus toward the roof. That's why we wanted
yeah.
to put our marketing was in the roofing.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the lane we really want to be in, because enough of that
yeah.
other stuff
well,
going to come from people.
Well, your name, like I said, is Big Cove Roofing. So unless
yeah.
you want to go another vertical, what I'm saying is what we could do is start off right now as just
yeah.
Big Cove Roofing and Contracting. So what I can do is, like, I can probably sneak that and contracting in, but that kind of gives us room in the future, right, to
uh-huh.
open up the doors and other lanes when you want to do that is what I'm saying. But, or we can just leave it as Big Cove Roofing and just leave it as that and then just leave it there. Like, what
okay.
do you want to do? My question.
Now, if we do add the contracting, is that something I'm going to have to go back in again
and get okay and all that?
I
mean, you might. Look, it's like a 75% chance I can sneak it in, right? But 25%
yeah.
Google will say, well, it says Big Cove Roofing on his DA, his DBA.
Yeah.
So, you know, no, we need it to stay in contracting. So you might have to do a name change on the DBA. That costs you $50. It's just a little inconvenient. But,
yeah.
again, the reason why I'm saying, though, that if you want to do other services under that name and it tells the public that you do other services – what it
and if we want to do that later, it won't be such a hassle for you to have to, you know, push that as well.
Exactly. That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. So
yeah.
my question is, Big Cove Roofing and Contracting, I think I'll just do the and symbol and then the word contracting, right,
mm-hmm.
I think would really really kind of explain. And then, like I said, eventually we can get you on like handyman, like paper leads as well down the
okay.
road. So that will help you guys like go to even more lengths and more time. You're right. Cause you know, some months, like, look, you guys being able to do more jobs and being able to do more things other than just roofing is excelente, right? Because that gives us more flexibility to bring in leads and bring in other things. And what I can do is I can try to get my team to try and start getting you organically ranking on some of the handyman keywords right now, even, right, without any extra charges, right, to start helping bring some of those phone calls in as well. Okay.
Okay.
My only recommendation, though, is, you know, when we start doing that, too, is eventually we would probably want to spend a little more on the Facebook ads rather than 100, because, yes, the 100 is going to, like, go towards pretty much the roofing, but getting you to spend, like, another 50 or 100 on handyman keywords, too, like, on the Facebook ads, that will eventually help you, like, build that out a little bit more as well. Okay, but let's start here. So I'm going to change the name to Big Cove Roofing, right, and contracting as your name.
Okay.
Okay, you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So I'm gonna make that update right now. So when they call you, just remember the name. So the name of your business is Big Cove Roofing and Contracting. Okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay, so I do need to put this on the call here. So I'm just going to say this real quick. Hey, Dennis, on the voice verification, this call is going to be recorded for quickly an insurance policy here. We are going to make the name for your business as Big Cove Roofing and Contracting. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Just got to get that on the call here so that I get that. Okay. His name is going to be Big Cove Roofing and Contracting. If he needs to change DBA, needs to change DBA to reflect the and contracting willing to do. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And then we'll start. We also are going to add handyman keywords to help him rank for that as well. Okay? Perfect. So I'm putting this in the notes here too. All right. You're all set, my friend. I'm glad we brought that up because, you know, get some photos too of like, you guys doing some handyman work or like doing something else besides roofing, okay? Because I want to throw it all. I want you to like look like you're one stop shop guy, right? Like you can do it all pretty much, right? From remodeling to decks to roofs.
At first, we were Universal Works. Yeah. That was our LLC. That was our business. Mm-hmm. Then we started getting a lot of calls that we didn't want, like changing out a toilet. Yeah, you know, stuff like that we didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And we wanted to focus on the roofing, so that's why we did a DBA and name change, trying to reroute and focus in that direction, you know.
But then roofing slowed down, and you're like, well, crap, we gotta readjust, and then we gotta, you know, so I get it.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is, look, we're going to focus on the roofing. Okay, I can get you extremely busy with the roofing. That's not going to be a problem. But I definitely want to have those other jobs, right? Because, you know, look, if you want to go down general contracting verticals or handyman verticals, I have the power to be able to do that for you as well. Okay, but let's keep it simple, like as they say, right? Let's keep it simple. Let's focus on the roofing. And then over time, as you start to taste and see how well we work for you, then you're going to be like, okay, guys, what do we got to do? Let's open the floodgates. Okay.
Yeah.
And that always happens with my business owners, right? So roofing is very competitive, as you know. Roofing is, right, you know, like I'll get you a good ROI month after month, right? But there might be some months like you're like, okay, guys, we would love to, you know, turn on some paper leads for like handyman keywords or general contracting keywords, right? Now, the handyman vertical will be cheaper than the general contractor keywords, okay?
Okay.
Because general contractor, like decks and patios, exterior finishing, home addition, interior finishing, right? All those stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like is under general contractor, right? But But like with you, right? you guys are going to be dedicated just as a roofing category first. Like that's what we're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In 5 years, I don't want to necessarily be replacing people's fence panels and stuff.
Yeah. But we can also focus on only the key keywords that you want on like other jobs. That's the cool thing on the paper leaf. Like we can have it only show up for. So for instance, like let's say you want to do like exterior finishing, interior painting, exterior painting, let's say like repair drywall or like repair flooring, like whatever like ones you want to focus in on, we'll sit down at that time obviously and we'll just be like, okay, Nate, all right, which ones do you want? Which ones don't you want? Okay, we'll focus on the ones you want. Let's go. You know? And then I'll give you the pricing on the cost per lead on that. And then, like I said, that can be kind of like some good filler for you guys to keep you moving, right, in addition to the roofing. So what I'm saying is we can build you out even crazier over time. But like I said, let's start with the roofing because I want you guys to build this out because that is your guys' goal. And then we'll just add to it later, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Cool. So, and contract. Let me put this and contracting here, too, because I almost forgot contracting. Okay? So just remember that name, okay? Because when they ask you your name, it's going to be Big Hove Roofing and Contracting, okay?
Okay.
So I got to make sure that, hey, you know, you don't forget that. And it's 161 Young Lane, right? That's the new address?
Yes.
Okay. And then we got your email there. Okay, and we're going to create your website. Okay, I got your hours of operation, got everything here. Let's do this. I know because I don't want it to keep you up. I know you have other things to do as well. So we'll talk to you on Friday, okay? So just remember on Friday that we're going to be calling you at 2:30 Central Time, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll pick this up from there and then start working on all that paperwork and all that stuff, and then I'll talk to you then, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks so much, Nate. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.